Daf Tadi Amid Beis, four lines from the top. Toshma. We had a Braiso that we brought on Amid Aleph that Chatos comes before an Ola. But hear this question. We have a Braiso that says Par Kohen Mashiach, the Par Chatos which a Kohen Gadol brings if he violated an Avera Bishogeg, which had he done it B'mezidi B'chayiv Kores. And that chatos is kodem lepar helim dover shel tzibur. In the case of the tzibur, when Bezdin made a mistake, and they gave a verdict that led Klal Yisrael to violate an Iser Kares, of course they didn't do it b'mezid, they were just following the issue of Bezdin, and Rov Yisrael, based on that horos Bezdin, violated an Iser Kares. That obligates the tzibur to bring a par. And this par is an ola. So he says, To bezdin, v'tiru chet shel avodah zorah. That's the next case, which is par helim dover shel tzibur, Par Kohen Mashiach, which is a chatas, comes before the par helim dover shel tzibur, which is an ola. The par helim dover shel tzibur comes before the par of avodas kochavim im tov bezdin v'tiru chet shel avodas zara. So Rov Yisrael violated avodas zara based on their decision. And par avodas kochavim kodem l'seire avodas kochavim. The Seir that the Kol brings L'chatos, together with the Par for Avodas Kochavim, that Seir comes second. So the Par comes first, and the Seir comes second. So the Gemara asks, the Afal gav the Par Avodas Kochavim Ola, U'Seir Avodas Kochavim Chatos, when the tzibur brings both a par and a sa'ir of avodas kochavim, the par itself is an ola. The sa'ir is a chatos, and yet the par as an ola takes precedence and comes before the chatos of the sa'ir. Now, how could it be that the par, which is an ola, should come before the soyer, which the chatos, we learned in the Braisa that chatos kodemus liola. If this Braisa is telling us that despite the fact that the par is an ola, nevertheless it comes before the soyer, which is a chatos, this seems to undermine our premise, the premise of the first price that we learned, that chatos kodemus liola. Here we're seeing that ola kodemus lechatos. Again, you might want to answer the question of the Gemara by saying that here the din is different because the ola is also coming lechaper. Normally, an ola is not l'shem kapara. Here, the ola is part of the process of kapara, and maybe the ola, since it has the element of kula kolil, should come before the chatos. So the Mara Kohen says that we had a braisa before on Daf Peites Amid Beis that chatos, which is not mechaperes, in the case of chatos levim, kodemes liola. Why? Because we look at the shame chatos, and we compare it to the Shema Ola. So we don't look at this specific carbon, but rather we look at the category. And we had a discussion about that earlier today when we discussed Kvasim L'Seirim, Shenis Rabu L'Alia. We look at the Shem. We also had it in Psachim. We look at the Shem Tuma. So the Gemara is not happy with the Kasha. There's a Kasha on the Makshan. V'Ema May Reisha, why you ask me a question for the Sefer? In the case of Paran and Sawyer of Avodas Yom Kippurim, where this Par comes before the Sawyer, why don't you bring me a proof from the Reisha? The Rashi says, Parhelim Dovah Shel Tzivu, which is a Chatos, is Kodem Lepara Avodas Kochov, which is an Ola. So you see the Chatos Kodemis Li Ola. So the Gemara now is going to defend the Kasha, the Maksha. The reason why the Maksha did not invoke the Resha is because the Resha is talking about a Chatos and an Ola may also min. They're both Purim. Ubechad Mina, Mia Lo Kamrina. When we say that Chatos and Ola of one min, the Chatos comes first, that's acceptable. But if the Chatos and the Ola come from two minim, then we would expect that the Chatos would come first. And now we see from Par Avodas Kochavim that on the contrary, it's the Ola that comes first. Because the Par is the Ola, and the Sayer is Lechatos. So we bring the Ola before the Chatos. Kikarmina betray Mini. In these cases where we're talking about a Par as an Ola and a Chatos from a Sayer, that's where we think Ashkan Ola Kodmo Lechatos. And perhaps in the case of the Seir and Par of Votes Kochom, we have now a precedent that the Ola, in Tuminim, the Ola should come before the Chatos. And for example, we had a brisa before that the Chatos Ha'of comes before the Ola Sa'of, even though it's Shnei Minim. But the answer there is because the Of, insofar as it's a min katan mi behema, so you would think that therefore the behema should come first. We're going to give precedence to the oaf because it's a chatos. And that contradicts what we see here in the case of Avodas Kochavim, where the sire is a chatos, and yet, despite that fact, the par, which is an ola, came first. And why should that be so? Ami b'marava mishmei derava bar mori. Even in a case of a chatos from a min katan, like the case of an oaf, chatos kodemes liola. The only exception is the case of par v'sor liavodas kochavim, where the ola comes first. And why is that? Because chatos avodas kochavim, the way it's written in the Torah, Choser Aleph. When it says the word Chatos, the Aleph between the Tes and the Tav was omitted. And this is in Bamidbar Perek Tesvav. It says Vahaya ime Enei Ha'eda Nesta Lishkaga. The Asukale the Par Ben Bokar Echad Li Olo Seir Izim Echad Lachatos. The word Chatos is written without an Aleph. And this is a remez that this Chatos is different than every other Chatos. All other Chatos, which are written with the Aleph, Mole, Kodemes Li Olo. But this Chatos, the Chatos of Avodas Kochavim, written as it were without the Aleph, is more humble. And it caves way to the Ola and Ola Kodemis La. That's one answer. Ravina gives another answer. In general, Chatos Kodemis Li Ola, and even in Shnei Minim. And the reason why Par and Sawyer of Avodas Kochavim, the Ola comes before the Chatos, is Ba Mishpat Ksiv Bahu, because in the Pasuk it says, Umin Chasov Venisko Kam Mishpat. And that's teaching us that the Seder Avodah is K'mishpat. It's like the order in the Psukim. And in the Psukim, the Par is written before the Sayer. The Gemara now goes back to ask Akasha, which we had asked already at the beginning of the Amud, from the Brisa that says, Kvasim Kodmin L'Seirim. And the Gemara thought that we're talking about Karbonos Musaf Shel Chagasukos. In that case, the Kvasim are Ola, the Seirim are Chatos. So we ask the question, how could it be the Kvasim come before the Seirim? Here it's a case of Ola Kodemus L'Chatos. Gemara answered before that we're not talking about Karbonos of Chagas Sukkos. The Bryce is talking about Karbonos Ola that came B'Nedova. Now the Gemara wants to give another answer. Hashadot L'Hachi. Now that we saw the drasha of Kam Mishpat, which teaches us that we have to do the Karbonos Keseder as they appear in the Mikra and the Pasuk, is going to answer that question and say, Afilu Teima Parim Chag. Even if I grant you that the Braisa is addressing the case of Parim Elim Kvasim Asirim of Chagas Sukkos, and the Kvasim are Ola and the Seirim on Chatos, Nami will give the same answer, Kamishpatom Ksivbahu. In the parasha of the Karbonos of Chagas Sukkos, it says, Kamishpatom, we'll read the whole pasuk, Uvin Chasam, Viniskeim La Parim La Elim La Kvasim Kamisparam Kamishpatom. And we're finding here that the Kvasim come before the Seirim. Just one second, I don't see the word Seirim here. Viniskehem la parim la ilim vela kvasim kimishpatam. So why does the Gemara derive that the Kvasim have to come before the Seirim? Here he points out that in Bamidbar Perek Choftes, when the Torah describes the Musafim for each Chag, it always lists the Ola before the Chatos, the Ola in the cases of Purim, Elim, and Kfosim are always listed before the Seirei Chatos. And after the Torah presents this description, in that list, in that order, it finishes it off by saying Kimishpatam. And from this word Kimishpatam, we're going to learn that the Ola in the Musafim Kodmim Lechatos, even though that's in contrast to the general principles of Kedima. So we no longer have to come up with the Pshat that the Braisa is dealing with voluntary olos. We can say we're talking about musafim of Chagas Sukkos. Now we mentioned earlier that in the case of Avodah Zarah, the Torah says that the ola comes before the chatos. Is there any logical justification for that? And the answer is that the joint partnership here between the Ola and the Chatos in the case of Avodah Zarah is between Maisa and Hirur HaLev. Chatos is for the Maisa of the Avodah. But Ola always has to do with the Lev. Ola Mechaperes al Hirur HaLev. And when it comes to Avodah Zarah, the thrust, the main primary element is not the Maisa, but rather Machshava. And that's a Gemara in Kiddush and Adaf Lamed Testament base. Therefore, the Avodah Zarah, in which we have not only Chatos Mechaperes, but Ola Mechaperes, we need the Kapara on Machshava, and that's the function and the role of the Ola. And Machshava always comes before Maisa in the case of Avodah Zarah, and therefore the Ola, insofar as it's the Mechaper on Hira Lev, will come before the Chatos. The Gemara has a suffix. Chatos ha'ofi olas behema u'maiser behema. You have to bring three karbonos. In what sequence should you bring these three karbonos? Ezemem kodem. If we're going to suggest tikdom chatos ha'of, because we learned in the Braisa that chatos ha'of comes before olas behema, but ika maser de kodem le. Maaser Behema comes before Chatos Ha'of, as we saw in the Mishnah itself, on Daf Pei Tes. So Likdei Maaser, why not bring Maaser first? It's a Min Zevach. Is Ika Olas Behema the Kodmola? But Olas Behema comes before Maaser. And the reason for that is because Olas Behema's Kula Kolil is completely burnt on the Mizbeach. So that, just one second. So Likta Maser, Ika Olas Behema de Kodmola. Olas Behema comes before Maser. So let's say tikta molas behema, but ikachata softa kadmola. In other words, we can't seem to work it out here with a system. So Gemara answers, Hacha tirgamu, here in Babel, they interpret it as min zevach odif. We always have to start with a min zevach, in this case maaser, which is a min zevach. And that's the most important mile of all the miles. So therefore maaser is coded. That was the answer in Babel. When they sent this question to Eretz Yisrael, but my Rav Ami, they came to another conclusion. And that is the Chatos Ha'ov Kodemes. And the reason for that is because Olas Behema, which is the most important of all of them, it's Kodesh Kadoshim, it's Kuli Kolil, and yet the Torah taught us that Chatos Ha'ov comes before the Olas Behema. Now if that be the case, then even though Olas Behema is a min zevach with all the other advantages, nevertheless Chatos Ha'ov comes first, when it's together with the Olas Behema, is Ailelei, we're giving a certain chashivus of Olas Behema b'chatas ha'ov, v'igbato mimaser. We're going to take the chashivus of Olas Behema, and we're going to place it on a higher level than maser. So what does this mean? According to the Bnei Marava, the superiority of the Ola, which is the Olas Behema, to Maser, permeates the Chatas Ha'of that accompanies it. And therefore, Agbata mi Maser. So according to the system of Marava, Chatas Ha'of comes first. Because Olas Behema is more chashiv than Meiser, insofar as Olas Behema is kodshi kodshim, kuli kolil. But the Torah says that despite the chashivus of the Olas Behema, Chatas Ha'ov comes first. So with all due respect to the many, many advantages and superior elements and qualities and attributes of the Olas Behema, nevertheless, Chatas Ha'ov is going to come first. Now, Chatas Ha'ov is accompanied by the Olas Ha'ov, which is the main carbon here. And it gets some sort of, by contagion, some sort of chashivas from the Olas Behema, because the two of them are working in tandem as one entity. So we go now back to what we discussed in the previous year about Yoledes. The Yoledes brings the Behemoth Ola and the Chatas Ha'of. That's a set. The new mother, the Yoledes, has to bring this set. The Ola is inherently as a greater Kedusha than that of Maaser, because it's Kodesh Kadoshim as opposed to Maaser. Kulei Kolil. The Ola is a zevach. But yet, despite that, the Torah says that Chatos Ha'of, I mean, should precede it. So if it's been elevated over the status of the Olas Ha'of, I'm sorry, the Olas Behema, then it should be elevated over the Maaser. Which means, if Maaser is secondary to the companion of the Olas Ha'of, meaning to the Chatas Ha'of, I'm sorry, and namely to the Olas Ha'of, then whatever advantages Maaser has over the Chatas Ha'of, all that is undermined by the fact that the Torah gave us Gzeiras HaKozev that the Olas Ha'of comes first. Once we have that Gzeiras HaKozev, now we're going to say the following, that we have this pair that's brought by the Ola, that's called the Ola, the Olas Behema together with the Chatas Ha'of. The Chatas Ha'of is going to come first, then we're going to bring the Olas Behema. Maaser is going to be brought last. Why? Because once we elevated the Chatas Ha'of, then that elevation is because of its companionship, its connection to the Olas Behema. And therefore, at the end of the day, that combination will come first, and the Maser will come last. That's called Agbeta. Notice the Olas Behema lifts up, so to speak, the Chatas Ha'of, and it gives it a Chashivas that goes beyond that of Maser. At this point, we would like to start the Mishnah. Kol hachatol shebat Torah kol mostly hashamos chutz mi hasham mitzorim neshubal hechsher. As a general rule, chatos comes before asham, and we saw this on daf peites chatos kodemus li asham neshedom anita li arba kronos al yisod. So chatos has the advantage of four kronos, of matan domim on four kronos, that Hashem doesn't have. However, the Mishnah points out there is one case in which Hashem comes before chatos, and that's the case of the Mitzora. The Mitzora has to bring three korbanos. He's got to bring the Hashem, the chatos, and the Ola. And the order is that he has to bring the Hashem before he brings the chatos, which is a reversal of the universal principle that chatos comes before the asham. And the reason why mitzora is the exception, mitneshu ba al hechsher, the asham mitzora is coming to be machsher the mitzora, allowing as it were to enter into the mikdash atid kodshim, and therefore gets a certain chashivus, because the taras hamitzora depends upon the asham. Now, I'm not sure exactly what's going on here, because what does Gemara mean? That the Asham in and of itself could be Metayer the Mitzorah Miden, Bimotzi Miden. That's not true. You need the Chatos. The Chatos is really the Machshir. And even if he brought the Asham, the Mitzorah would not be allowed to eat Kodshim until he brings the Chatos. And we could say that the Asham is a Machshir, it's not a Mechaper. The Chatos has two elements to it. It's both a Machshir and a Mechaper. So therefore, logically, the Chatos, insofar as it's superior to the Asham, should come first. And yet we said that in the case of Mitzora, the Asham comes before the Chatos. So the answer that's offered by the Rashash and others is that Kavon Shedam Ha'asham Nitan Al Bahonosav Shalom Mitzor Nechshav Ha'asham Machshir Yosem and Achatos. In other words, the process of Machshir includes also Matan Bahonos. And Matan Bahonos are achieved with the Dam of the Asham. It's the Dam of the Asham that's placed on the Bahonos of the Mitzor as part of his process of Tara. And therefore that gives chashivas to the Asham as a Machshir, even beyond that of the Chatos. And therefore it comes before the Chatos. So that's what the Mishnah says, Mipneshu ba al Hechsher. The Asham Mitzorah is coming to be Machshir the Mitzorah, Frachil's Kodshim, as we said before, and that gives it a certain chashivas. And it takes precedence to the Chatos. Priority to the Chatos. The Mishnah continues regarding the Korban Asham. Kol Hashamos Shabbat Torah Boin Bnei Shtayim. We take Benos Shteishonim. The Behemos for the Asham, for the Korban Asham, have to be at least 2 years old. And that's because the Torah says Ayil. Ayil is a Keves Ben Shnatayim. Once he enters into, or passes, shall we say, the 31st day of his second year, he's already considered Ben Shnatayim. The parsha of Asham Me'ilos, Vayikra Hei, it says, Be'erkocha Kesef Shkolim, and Asham Toli and Asham Gzelos are derived back on Daf Mem Chesam and Aleph from Gzereshav Be'erkocha Be'erkocha from Asham Me'ilos. And Hasham Shivcha Haruf is derived from Gzereshof of Be'ayal from Hasham Me'ilos. And in all these cases, the Karban Asham has to be purchased from a behema that's worth at least a minimum of Kesef Shkolet. So we have two unique halachas that apply to Hashamas. Number one, B'nei Shtayim. In other words, the animals have to be 2 years of age. And that we derive from what it says in Ayal. And they have to be worth at least Kesef Shkolin. And the Mishnah establishes that there's one exception to this rule, or maybe two exceptions to the rule. Chutz mi Hasham Nazir, the Hasham that a Nazir brings at the end of his Naziris if he became Tomei. The Hasham Mitzora, Shein Boim B'nei Shnosam, they are karbonis that come from an animal that lo avra aleim shana achas, they left less than 1 year. The ain boim b'kesef shkolim, they don't need to have a shavi, a worth of 2 sloin, but rather even if they're worth what we call a kolshu, the most minimal amount, nevertheless that's enough in the cases of Hasham Nazir and Hasham Chatas. The animal specified by the Torah for an Asham, with the exception of those that are listed here in the Mishnah, is an Ayal, a ram. And this we'll find in various places in Vayikra, in Perek Hay, in Perek Yud Ches, in Perek Yud Tes. In any event, the Mishnah Parah says that an Ayal is at least 13 months old. It's male, it's a sheep. The Torah specifies that Hasham for Me'ilah, if a person violates the Isur Me'ilah and misappropriates property that belongs to the Migdash, must be Be'erkha Kesef Shkolim, the value of silver shekels. Exceptional cases are the Hasham Nozi, the Hasham Mitzora, because there the carbon consists not of an Ayal, but of a keves, a lamb, in its first year. And there's no requirement of a minimal worth of 2 shekels, as mentioned with regard to the ayal. And therefore, the minimum requirement in value only applies to ayal and not to the keves, which are a year younger, as we said before. The Mishnah continues. We've already set forth the formulation of priorities, which comes first. The Mishnah now turns to the question of priorities in a different area, and that is kishem shekodmin behakdosh behakravosam kodmin bachilosam. Just as we give a din kedima with regard to the akrova, so too we do a din kedima with regard to the achila. So any order or sequence and preference that we gave, that were formulated in the previous Mishnayos for the Hakrova, applies for the Achilas HaBasar of the Karbonis as well. So therefore, Chatas will be eaten before an Asham, an Asham before a Todah, a Todah before a Shlomim, Shlomim before Bechar. Shlomim shall Emesh, Ushlomim shall Yom. What happens if you have the choice of 2 shlomim? There's yesterday's shlomim, because the shlomim goes into the second day. And there's today's shlomim. Or shal emesh. In this case, shal emesh, kodmim l'shal yom. We have to start with yesterday's asham. And that could be explained in 2 ways. Or because it was the first mitzvah, because it was brought yesterday, or because it's more pressing, in that we have the time constraint. In the case of today's, we can always leave it till tomorrow. So that's what we have. Shlom shal emesh kodm. Now, we have a question here from the Merome Sada of the Netziv, he writes that it doesn't really depend upon whether the first Shlomim was Ye'emesh, was yesterday. If they came on the same day, then again we would bring the first one. I mean, we should eat the boss of the first carbon before the second one. Why does the Mishnah have to mention Shlomim Shel Emesh? And he suggests that the Mishnah wanted to be Mechadesh, that even if the first carbon came to our access, Balayla, which is not the Zman of Hakrova, the second one we had access to immediately with Boker. So as far as the Zman of Royal Hakrova is concerned, both of them are now in the Azor at the same time. Nevertheless, the one that came first is going to be consumed first. Actually, I should make one correction of what I said. Before we discuss Kshem Shekodim HaKrovosim, Kodim HaAchilos, I was assuming that just like we're talking about Achila here, then in Shlomo Shalem and Shlomo Shalyom we're also talking about Achila. But in truth, I'm not sure that that's correct. He says, Afilim Yesh LaHakrov Shlomo Shel Emesh. No, it's the Shlomish that reached the Azor yesterday, and we shechted them today. V'chatos v'yosha shal ayom. So we're talking about the Seder HaKrova, Shigil Azor ayom. So you have now chatos and oshim of today. You have Shlomim that came yesterday. Shlomim shal emesh kodmim l'akrova. So the whole discussion is about HaKrova, not about Achila. So again, even though chatos and oshim are kodshi kodshim, they certainly would have preference in general of a Shlomim, which is only Kodshim Kal, but nevertheless, we don't want to be Masha, the Zman of the Korban, too long. And since the Shlomim came into the Azor yesterday, we're going to be Makrovit today first, and Gimit Kedima over the Chatas and the Oshim of Hayom. That's Rabbi Meir. Chachom Omrim. No, in this case, where we have Chatas, we cannot apply the principle of Shlomim Shel Emesh Kodmin. But rather chatos kodemes l'shlomim mipnei shehi kodshi kodshim. I'm not sure why he mentions chatos and not osham. Tosus says v'chein osham. The kulon in all the karbanos which are eaten, hakonim rashoim l'shanos b'achilosam, the kodim can eat it in any way, shape or form that they want. Lechom tsluyim, ushlukim, umevusholim. They could eat it either roasted, it could be overcooked, which is called shlukim, it could be cooked, which is called mevusholim. Lasis letocha tavlini chulin. They could add spices that are chulin into this mixture. Tavlini truma, or because konim are allowed to eat truma, they could add truma into this mixture. Divrei Rabbi Shimon, that's the opinion of Rabbi Shimon. However, Rabbi Meir disagrees. He says in the case of Truma, Tavlin and Shel Truma, Lo Yitein Letocha Tavlin and Truma, Shelo Yavi Es HaTruma Lidei Psul. We don't want to expose the Truma to some sort of disqualification. Notice Rabbi Meir holds he shouldn't put truma or anything that's sanctified into something which increases the potential for disqualification. Which means that the truma can be eaten at any time. Masha Enkin, when he mixes it with kodshim in a pot, the kodshim have to be eaten immediately for one day, and that's it. And if they're not eating on time, then basically you have to throw it out together with the truma. So therefore you're being mocked in truma lidei psul. If he doesn't eat the basar, tochzman, the basar becomes nosar, it's also bachila, and then he passes the truma as well, because the truma has a belia of nosar. Now, the case of shlomim of emesh, if there are shlomim that were already nikrav yesterday, and chatos and oshim shehukru ayom, then achilas shlomim kodemes lachilas chatos v'yosham. In other words, it's a zilzil to be masha the shlomim of yesterday for a serious period of time, and what happens is the basar itself becomes miskalkeles, tzuras basar miskalkeles. And again, in our day, we have much better methods of refrigeration. Maybe we should start with the Asham or the Chatos insofar as they're Kachi Kachi. However, we can add another point here, and that is Shlomim of Yemesh, you're allowed to eat it up until Shkia, not beyond Shkia, because Nechol Mishnei Yom V'Laila, but Chatos and Asham, that if they were brought on the Mizbech today, they could be eaten all the way till the morning of tomorrow. That's called the Yom V'Laila. Even though Midrabbanan, we require them to be eaten before Chatzos. The Gemara says, Iboilahu, Tadir Umakudosh Ezimen Kodem. If we have a choice between two Karbanos, one is Tadir, the other is Makudosh. Okay, so what principle will reign here and determine which comes first? Is it Tadir or Makudosh? Ezimen Kodem, Tadir Kodem, Mishum de Tadir, O Dilma Makudosh Kodem, Mishum de Kaddish. So let's take the example of dam of a carbon tamid and dam of a carbon chatas. The tamid has the advantage of being tadir, the dam chatas has the advantage of being makudosh yosef, because it's maratza. Or we could take the case of olos of musafir rosh chodesh and par helim davashel tzibur, because musafir rosh chodesh are tadirim yosef, but par, which is a chatas of a kudosh yosef. Toshma, come and listen to a mishnah. This mishnah is back on Peitesam and Aleph, and it says tmidim kodmim lemusafim. And why is that? Because the tmidim are tadirim. So the Gemara says now on top of Tzadi Aleph Amid Aleph, v'afal gav the musafim kaddishay. The Musafim have a greater Kedusha than the Tmidim because they come because of Shabbos. Shabbos is the essence of the Karban Musaf. The Tumid is a secular day. It's connected to the day, which is a day of Chol. It's not Bar Machmas Shabbos. So we see that Tadir is Adif Mimakudosh. The Gemara rejects this proof. Adu Shabbos Musafim Hanai. Does Shabbos really, how should I say, generate some sort of special status to the Karban Musaf, but only to the Karban Musaf, to be Mekadesh with Kedusha Shabbos, the Tmid of Lohani? Does Shabbos have no impact on the Tumid Shal Shabbos, to be Mekadesh the Tumid with Kedusha Shabbos? And if that be the case, then both the Tumid Shal Shabbos and the Musafim Shal Shabbos have the same level of Kedusha. So therefore, if the Tumid and the Musaf are fighting out on Shabbos, and if we're going to say that the Tadir comes first, then the Tumid comes first. Even though as far as Kedusha is concerned, they both have the identical Kedusha of Shabbos. So since they both have the identical Kedusha of Shabbos, this is not really a good case to be Machriya now Suffolk, because we want to know, what's the deal if you have two karbonos, one is tadir, the other is makudosh? So Gemara Toshma brings a brice that we brought early on Peites with regard to Rosh Chodesh Echal B'Shabbos, Musafi Shabbos Kodmi Musafi Rosh Chodesh. Now Rosh Chodesh is more makudosh from Shabbos because it's called a moed, and nevertheless the Musafi Shabbos come first because they're tadir. So we see that Tadir comes before Makudosh. Now, where do we find that Rosh Chodesh is called a Moed? And the Shita Megubetza says that Rosh Chodesh has a Seir Lechatos, which is Mechaper on Tumas Migdash VeKadosha, whereas the Musafi Shabbos have no Seir Chatos. That's a whole different element. But the Moed element, which is emphasized here by Rashi, Dibra Mesu Musafi, probably comes from Parshas Baaloscha, Perik Yud Pasuk Yud, where it says, "Ubrashechem u'moyadechem u'roshech chadashchem," that "biyom simchaskem roshech chadasham chadshechem," that Rosh Chodesh is attached to Moedim here as "biyom simchaskem," and that gives it the status of Moed. So Gemara now rejects this proof. Otar Rosh Chodesh lemusafim didei ahani ulemusafi Shabbos lo ahani. Does Rosh Chodesh only generate this special status as far as its musaf, the meaning of the musaf Rosh Chodesh, to mekadesh the kedushas Rosh Chodesh? And what about the musafi Shabbos? In the case where Rosh Chodesh overlaps with Shabbos, then the kedushas Rosh Chodesh should impact on the musafi Shabbos, which means that they both have the level of kedusha, the same level of kedusha, and therefore we're going to be makdim shel Shabbos because it's more tadid. Tashma, we have another possible source to be machri in this suffix from the Mishnah on Pei Tesem and Aleph. We're talking about Rosh Hashanah, which has two sets of musaf, and the musaf Rosh Chodesh and the musaf in Rosh Hashanah, and the Mishnah establishes that musaf in Rosh Chodesh called min le musaf in Rosh Hashanah. And why is that? Because the musaf in Rosh Chodesh are tadir, even though Afal Gav de Rosh Hashanah Kodsha is more Makudish than Rosh Chodesh. So right now the Gemara is assuming that we can separate the Musafim of Rosh Chodesh from the Musafim of Rosh Hashanah, and we can endow the Musafim of Rosh Hashanah with the special status of Kiddushas Rosh Hashanah. And that would give the Musaf and Rosh Hashanah a level of Mekudesh Yosemi Rosh Chodesh, but it's a little bit confusing because, after all, the Musaf and Rosh Chodesh of Rosh Chodesh, in the case of Tishrei, are brought on Rosh Hashanah, and if Rosh Hashanah is Mekadesh, the Musaf and Rosh Hashanah, it should also likewise be Mekadesh the Musaf and Rosh Chodesh. So Gemara rejects this proof. It says, "Alter Rosh Hashanah Musaf and Deahani Musaf Rosh Chodesh Lomahani." The same svara that we saw before. There are going to be many, many other attempts to, in this very long, complicated sugya, to determine which comes first, tadir or mekudosh. We'll stop here, and we're up to daf tzadi aleph, omid aleph, tashma, which is approximately, let's see, if it's 8-9 lines now, we'll count it 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. At the end of the 8th line, that's Toshma. And Emirat Hashem, this is the sugya here on Tzadi Aleph, which we want to cover tomorrow.